Hi, I'm Jason Wing. I'm a descendant of the Biripi mob. I was born and raised in Sydney, and I'm also an artist, multidisciplinary artist, and I live on the Cooks River. My earliest memory of the Cooks River is coming down here as a child, and more recently I moved here a couple of years ago. So I think my earliest memory was as a kid, really, and going along the river towards Brighton Sands Beach. Most of the things I was doing along the river was just playing soccer. I played soccer around the area and just riding bikes and just having fun, basically. Well, my first impression of the river is how dirty it was. Even as a kid, it was actually worse back then. I even remember the rubbish back then. The thing that brought me back to the river essentially was, the river, really. I wanted to be close to nature, but still quite close to the city. And Canterbury is just a great spot. Like, you know, it's on a train line. It's only, you know, half an hour into the city. But you have this amazing, you know, natural river with mangroves. And when I'm here, I don't feel like I'm in Sydney. Yeah, I really dislike the word Cooks River. I don't like the title because it's just another example of memorial aside. And, you know, just writing out, you know, it's erasure of Aboriginal history. Like, I tried to find the name of the Cooks River, and so far I haven't been able to find it. And, you know, this would have been a major artery for Aboriginal people. And yeah, it just reminds me, you know, every time I see a big colonial bronze statue, particularly the Captain Cook sculpture in Hyde Park, you know, and it says Discovered Australia 1770, and it's just, you know, etched in stone, Discovered Australia. It's an ongoing erasure of Aboriginal history. And I think every time we say the word Cooks River, it just gives more sort of gravitas to that. So, you know, I'd actually like this river to be renamed. You know, maybe 99% of the people jogging past, it wouldn't even consider to them that this river was teeming with Aboriginal mobs. You know, and I think most notably, you know, Pemulwuy would have travelled down here. It's not about making non-Aboriginal people feel bad. It's actually just about just telling the truth and just acknowledging the truth. And that's really where it begins and ends.